I just want to say thank you to all of you for praying for Joshua when he was so sick. And we just thank you for your prayers for that. And we also thank you for all you, the saints here. We sure have enjoyed the fellowship. It's been so sweet. And the sisters helping us with the, giving us the meals. They have been wonderful. And for your prayers and support for us all these years and the 12 years we've been in Mexico, we really appreciate you. And now as we go to Poland, we know that, that the Lord is faithful and that He'll be there. I just have a little story I guess I want to tell. When I was young, I remember when I was a little girl, I used to lay outside of my house and dream of being whisked away by a knight in shining armor. And I'd lay on the car thinking, and I wasn't really from a Christian home, but a moral home. But I'd lay there and I'd think, Lord, God, I just, you know, this is something I'd like to do, you know, just be whisked, you know, and He never came when I was a little girl. Wait a minute. The story isn't done yet. I knew you'd think that. He never came as a little girl. But I guess your imagination expects things, and it didn't turn out that way, but He did come later. Now I want you to turn to Genesis chapter 12. After a while, I got saved, and when I got saved, I started wanting to live for the Lord. And the Lord started, I went to college, and I was there for a year and a half. I was looking for an MRS degree is what everybody tells me. So I guess that's what I was doing because that's what I got. And as I was asking the Lord if I should move to San Antonio, yes, I'm an Okie, I'm not from here for those of you who don't know, the Lord saved me and brought me here, and I praise the Lord. He did. And this is the verse that the Lord gave me in verse 1. Says, now the Lord had said unto Abraham, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee. I thought, how much clearer can that be? There was no doubt in my mind. I sat under a tree by a lake, and that's when the Lord gave me this verse, and I thought, I know there's no doubt the Lord's saying to do this. And so I moved to San Antonio. I was here, and a year later, I was whisked away by my knight in shining armor. I was married to Joe a year later after being here. And it's just so joyful. All this week we've been talking about how joyful it is to be a Christian and the life. Where's the life? The life is not in this world and these things. And as a young girl, I was bored. I could remember being bored, you know, laying there thinking, oh, this is so boring. That's why I want to be whisked away. But I tell you what, the true life is in the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
And you want a rush, a true rush? You know, you get these rushes from drugs and everything else. Living for the Lord can give you some real rushes, let me tell you. I've had a new one. Going to Poland has been a real rush for me. I'm not sure if this is what I want to do, but okay, Lord. You know, and yet God knew my heart, even though I didn't really want to go at times. You know, God still had a very humorous side to this whole situation. Joe and I went camping about 5 months ago, and I took it as my way of running from God. I wanted to run from God. I really did. When we decided to go to Poland in March, I said, oh, Lord, I don't know if I want to do this. So I thought, I want to run. I did. I mean, that was my first instinct. I wanted to go, yet I wanted to run. So we went camping. The third night we're there, the third night, you know, there's nobody next to us for the whole time we're there. And this couple pulls up in a van, and they're from Canada. They pull up, and they park on the grass. Well, the park ranger had already told us, like, two nights before, we shouldn't have been on the grass. So Joe says, well, I think I'm going to go tell them before they get embarrassed by this park ranger to move their van off the grass. So he went over there. The lady was from England. Caught her accent. He says, you're from England, aren't you? Yes. And then asked the man, well, but you're not from England. Where are you from? And of all the things, he was from Poland. Can you believe it? Joe came over and said, Debbie, would you believe that this man is from Poland? I said, oh, you got to be kidding. And I just sat there and I just said, okay, Lord, I got the message. I can't run. I know that no matter where I go, and I knew that. I mean, in my heart, deep in my heart, I knew that I could never run. But I sure wanted to give it a try. But in Mark chapter 4, I just want to share a few verses. In those last 5 months, the Lord has been showing me a lot of verses that have been a real blessing to me. And making me, breaking me, molding me, making me. These last 5 months to go. Mark chapter 4, verse 40. And he said unto them, why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? You have no faith? And I thought, my goodness, you're right. Lord, I mean, I've been in Mexico for 12 years. How could I could not have faith that you could take care of me in Poland too? And I thought, why am I so fearful? I mean, I was really fearful. I mean, I cried big time. And I saw that he rebuked me. When I saw that, I was saddened that I had ever thought that I couldn't have the faith that God could take me. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, in verse 19 and 20, and this is a new one for me. I hadn't thought of this till the Lord showed it to me a couple months ago. It says, what? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? For ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Now, I'd always heard, you know, my body is my husband's, and it's not your own. But then I saw this new one. Yes, in spiritual wise, my body is not my own. It is the Lord's. And it's his to do with as he wants. It's bought with a price. With the shed blood of Jesus, it was bought for his glory and for his honor. And what am I and who am I to be so faithless that he couldn't take care of me? And then I saw that he reminded me. In this, he reminded me that I needed to serve him and give all to him wholly, because I am bought with a price. And that we are to glorify him because we are God's in the first. And Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14 and verse 20. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. For this cause I had to go to the Lord. I had to be humbled. I had to go to him. I sought him. I sought him. I couldn't seek anybody else. Nobody else was going to give me this peace. Nobody else. It says, for this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 20. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. And that was a real blessing. I thought, that's right. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly above all, he's done that. I've seen it. Proof given in Mexico. It's there. He's given that. But you know what scared me is I thought, but I know I don't have any promises, Lord, that you're going to do this in Poland. I sure hope you will, but I don't know what you got. But Lord, I guess I'm going to have to do it. You know, and according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory. That's what we need. Want. That's what I want, is the glory for him, not for me. I want the glory to go to the Lord. I realized in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 8 and 9. For this thing I besought the Lord. For this thing I besought the Lord. I had to go back to the Lord. So many times during this time I felt so weak and so imperfect which I am. But I felt so weak. I thought, come on, Deb, you should be able to do this. You should be able to serve the Lord and do this. You've been doing it. What's the difference now? And in verse 9 it says, and he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. But, you know, this has been a verse I've rested upon this whole week, this whole 5 months, the whole time that we've decided, my grace is sufficient for thee. I don't know how many times I've gone to preachers and listened to them preach, and this happens to be one of the verses that they bring up. And I thought, Lord, you just keep reminding me and keep reminding me. And that's what I need the whole time. Because I know that I'm not the best one. I know that, you know, God could use a lot of other women around here. Bernie, who's gone to college and finished college, you know, I'm sure she could pick up this language just like that, you know. And I think, well, Lord, you know, someone who I know a lot of people could probably do this a whole lot better than me. Why me? But, you know, I know that it's because I'm willing to be used. And that's what he wants, as servants of all of us, to be used. And that's what we need to be, is just willing servants. In Galatians 2:20, this is one of my favorite verses. It has always been since I've memorized it and re-memorized it and used it. says, I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Once I got that understanding, this verse is sometimes might be a little difficult, you know, to really grasp, but once I understood it, I thought, that is so right. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, not I live. I still live here. I still walk and breathe and live here. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. He's the one that lives in me. And the life which I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me. I live this life in by faith, not by sight. That's for sure right now. I haven't seen Poland. I don't know what it's like. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm not sure what's going to be there. I don't know. I know it's going to be cold. But I don't know much else. But I'm ready to go. It's taken me a while. The Lord's worked on me. It's worked a lot in me. I'm not saying I had a good attitude, because I haven't had a great attitude. But I thank the Lord that he's brought me to this and allowed me to be used to be a missionary's wife, to follow my husband and to do what the Lord has called him to do.